Stacy on Mad Radio. Stacy, good morning. Go ahead.
I agree being the glass half full, but no way. They stink. Well, it is not
stink.
The same team. Yeah, except for the starting pitching.
They won the first two games of this series. Was the moment too big for them then?
They don't
stink.
Stacy,
I quote Stacy of Mike and the Mike and Stacy depression show.
Yes.
They stink.
Call in 832-430.
She should go work at the suicide hotline. She's great at it. She's like, oh, what the hell was that anyway?
832.
Now I'm depressed and agitated.
Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610. Our friend Paul Gallant is in. Here's some good news. Justin Verlander has pitched in four elimination games in the postseason. That includes an LCS. That includes a World Series game 5 in 06. Verlander in the four elimination games, 1.48 ERA, 33 strikeouts, 8 walks, 1.83 batting average allowed in 30 and one-third innings pitched. So the big number, the 1.48 ERA. I mean, I don't think I need to sell anybody in this city on Justin Verlander, but again, this is the Astros, I think, last major bullet to fire tomorrow night in game number 6. Paul will be there. I will be there as well.
Then the biggest issue is that you just don't feel. Mike and Stacy, and it's seeming like the entire world is against me now, is on the text line. People keep telling me what a moron I am for thinking that people think I'm a moron for thinking the offense could ever come back to life in this series.
They could.
I say back to life, if they could ever come to life in this series. I honestly don't get the fatalistic thinking, like where you think like, no, it couldn't possibly be. Look, I understand they've underperformed. I understand they very much look like the moment's too big for them, but I don't understand this notion that somehow the most potent offense of the year and one of the most potent offenses in Major League Baseball history, somehow there is just simply no hope. I don't get that feeling that you and Stacy have.
It's been 5 games, and I'm with you, Seth. I feel like if it's ever going to happen, it's going to happen on Friday. One of the small, small minor victories in yesterday's game, I think, is Carlos Correa getting a double in the 9th inning. Because if anyone's going to jumpstart this offense, it's the guy that was batting .500 against the Yankees earlier this year. The big hope that I have is that having gone up against Severino earlier this series, the Astros can look at what he was doing and attack whatever approach he was going with. I'm guessing as a young pitcher that he's probably going to go with what worked the first time. And the other end, the one thing I am nervous about, Verlander pitched so well on Saturday, the odds of Verlander pitching that well are probably low just because, again, the Yankees, they faced him just 5-6 days ago. How is he going to go compared to that, and how much of a burden is going to be on his shoulders because of that?
Allow me to do something that you criticize Kirk Cousins for, Mike. I'm going to make a Moses reference here. I'm going to say this. Like, honestly, you and Stacy and the people that think that this... You and Stacey and the people that think that this Astros offense has no chance of reviving itself whatsoever. No.
Okay.
This is like, this basically, you're like an Israelite that was following Moses through the Red Sea. Like, he parts the sea. He has this miraculous thing. He does this incredible thing. Then you get to the other side, and like 2 days later, you're like, I still like, is my life that much better now? Like, what the hell? This is, the landscape's no different on this side of the Red Sea than the other side. I don't see the hope or the chance. But like, you've just had this miraculous offensive season by the Astros, and you're acting like all is completely lost. I understand being discouraged. I understand being down. I'm not particularly optimistic myself because they haven't really shown any signs of life yet.
What's the difference between my feeling?
You feel like it's done. Feel like there's no way they're going to win.
Don't lie to me.
No.
Listen, here's part of my thing. I think they have a really solid chance to win tomorrow. But they got to win. But part of my thinking, my emotions, my feelings this morning are that it's going to be hard to win 2 games in a row. Part of the reason why is because you don't know who the Game 7 starter would be, and you're facing a guy in Sabathia who shut you down on Monday.
Yeah, that is a good point there. Listen,
they could win tomorrow. Absolutely.
This is the problem, though. For one, it's not like these individual batters have never had any success at all versus Sabathia. So don't let your most recent result the other is this: you opened the show, and this is where you made your fatal flaw this morning. You opened the show by admitting that you walked around all day yesterday convinced that there was no way the Astros were going to win that game.
Yes.
So I know you, it was a window into your soul. I know right now that you're lying to me when you say that you think they have a chance to win the series.
But part of that was because I felt like the three days in a row hurt them. I honestly felt like they needed a day off after game 4.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way as a fan. I felt like, oh my God, I got to take a nap now. I got to watch this thing at 4:08 after what happened yesterday. I felt like now one of the reasons this is going to sound sound crazy. One of the reasons I am somewhat optimistic about tomorrow is you fly back, you have today off, you can refresh, you can shower, shave, you know, go out, wherever. You have a whole different mindset. Whereas yesterday was, it was 7:08 on Monday, 4:08 and 4:08 again. It was just like you were in this vortex that you couldn't get out of.
Yeah, that blew.
Look, the day off is important.
Yes.
You have to remember, this is a Yankee team that is 1-4 on the road in the playoffs thus far. Yes, they did win an elimination game in Cleveland where they were facing elimination as well. But they are still, and I'm saying this in the polite context of this word, they're still babies. This is a young baseball team. You've been down this road before. You have been in situations where you could have clinched it and you weren't able to do it against the Kansas City Royals just 2 years ago. A lot of that team is still here.
Yep.
They should have learned from that experience. The Yankees have never been in a close out on the road kind of deal. I know that they were in that same game against the Indians, and yeah, you could argue that, but that's different. I think when both teams are going for it, I think it's a little bit different. The Yankees have house money right now, and I am very curious as to how a young baseball team that is ahead of schedule, much like the Astros were in 2015, how they handle that. I'm curious.
Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Cassidy in Pasadena. Cassidy, good morning.
What's up, guys? I think the Astros are lucky to be where they're at right now. I think they're lucky that they didn't come home from New York last night and just clean out their lockers and go home for the season. They should have lost game two. That throw beat Altuve to the plate by 25 feet.
But hang on.
But Sanchez is also, look, Sanchez is not a good catcher, though. You're saying that basically a bad catcher made a bad mistake.
In
that sneaky somehow, I'm not looking at that as just some miraculous stretch of fate. Throws home are notoriously a 50-50 proposition, and that's exactly what happened there.
Veteran play by Correa, too.
Yeah, now, you know what, though? I don't think it was. I think that was complete luck for the most part that Correa was there. Oh, sorry, Cassidy. Go ahead.
No. I look at the game, and, I mean, you look at the way that they're playing so far. They're the first team in 32 years to be held under 6 hits in 5 consecutive postseason games.
It's on their due.
But here's my question on game two. You said they were lucky to not lose the game. If the throw beats them, they have two outs and a runner on second base in that spot. What you should be saying is they were lucky to win on that play. They weren't going to lose necessarily if that play wasn't made.
Yeah, Mike. Now you're talking your way back into it. You see, Mike? It wasn't. It's not this stroke of difficulty. Well, it's going to be difficult. It's not this impossible feat that you and Cassidy and Stacey think it is.
I mean,
Mikey, Cassidy, Stacy, the three depressed ones. You can get together. You can go watch the show while you're drinking Cavassier or something and just have a pity party.
I mean, Cassidy strikes me as like the what did you expect anyway guy. There's a little bit of that going on there.
You know, Cassidy seems like a pretty level-headed guy.
I mean, they won two razor-thin games in games one and two. So I think it's totally fair to say, hey, we should have seen more signs of the offensive struggles in games one and two. I think that's a totally fair analysis. But to say like they were like really lucky not to lose game two, the game, obviously, in that spot was tied.
No, and I think it's fair to feel like you're punched in the gut by this complete lack of offense in this series. Like, this is the one thing I don't think... Okay, are there actually any, well, what did you expect guys out there? I don't think so. I think a lot of people are saying, I told you so about the bullpen, with good reason. And a lot of people were still upset that people are still blaming Luno. And that's fair, too. Like, okay, is this Luno's fault? Are you not truly constructed for it? Look, every team has weaknesses, no matter how good they are. It's hard for me when you look at this offense. You know, like, I guess was Luno's error in putting together just such an incredible lineup and expecting that incredible lineup to at least perform, if not prolifically, at least just competently against a good pitching staff? I don't think so. So I can't bring myself to say, am I going to pin this whole thing on the relievers? No, I can't do it.
Mad takes on the way. Paul Gallant is in. Part three of our extended interview with Mike D'Antoni and Laurel D'Antoni coming up at 9:15, including we asked Mike what happened in game 6 against San Antonio last year. Mad takes on the way. A favorite star in Houston now feels very sad based on where he is and what they're doing to him.